Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm your hostess today to answer your questions and help you understand the value and benefits of calcium bentonite clay. I'd like to begin with addressing the elephant in the room, the damage and destruction, the sorrow and the pain caused by hurricanes and forest fires and earthquakes and all of the destructive forces that have left so many people homeless, houseless, and stripped of all their possessions. Just to understand their pain, their fear, and what they're going through, I pray that God will surround them with the peace that passes all understanding, take away their fears, help them to take one step at a time, to look out for themselves and their families now, their immediate needs, and know that America is standing beside them and behind them. If you heard the telecast the other night, the hands in hand that all the celebrities put on, I've heard they've raised over $41 million in that single telecast. And that's what Americans do. We have come together to support and hold dear these people who have just been stripped of all their possessions, their lifetime of accumulations, knowing they still have their health and their bodies and are still alive is good, but the despair that must be facing them is tremendous. So keep them in your prayers. And if you know anybody that needs some clay, be willing to share your clay. At this time, I think it would just be so instrumental if all of the first responders who've been waiting in the water could take clay baths and detox themselves from all the chemicals that are in that water. As it ravaged through homes and washed everything out, you know what got everything in the garage. There's gasoline, pesticides, herbicides, everything imaginable is in that water. And they've walked around in wet shoes, and I'm just imagining the foot rashes and funguses and all the things that clay could benefit them. And I understand now there are mosquitoes as big as houses coming out since the standing water is everywhere. And, of course, we saw the pictures of the fire ants floating and so many people got stung by them. Clay is so beneficial for all of that. And it's unknown, so it's up to us to spread the word and share the information. And I beg you to reach out to anyone you know and make that suggestion. All right, enough preaching here. Let's get on to seeing what questions we have in queue. Okay, Denise says, does clay help with rosacea? Yes, to some extent. It will lessen it. Some of rosacea is triggered by stress and diet, but it does help reduce it, and in some cases it goes away. Depends on how severe you have it. Facials and drinking the clay help. And if not going completely away, it does help to reduce it, especially in times that trigger an outbreak. Marla in New Orleans, how could I use the clay with help with arthritis? Well, interesting that you asked that. I just had a gentleman the other day who came over, the little girl that cleaned my house. I gave her some clay. She has four children, and explained to her how to use it. And she said her uncle had arthritis in his knee. And I said, well, tell him to put this on his knee, the clay mask around his leg, his knee, and wrap it in saran wrap at night. Well, he just put it on and let it dry and felt relief. And it wasn't 2 days before he came over here and bought a big jug of it to take home and to start drinking. You want to drink it, because drinking it over time, it may take 2 or 3 months of daily drinking the clay to dissolve that buildup in your joints. I recently had a testimonial from a lady who had rheumatoid arthritis and said drinking it and applying it to her joints has tremendously eased her pain and reduced the swelling that she has along with it. So apply it topically, the mud, the clay mask, and drink the liquid clay. If you go to the website bentoniteclayinfo.com, there's a booklet there on the home page, How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay, and it has mixing directions for triple swelling clay on there. And it's best to use the directions for a blender use, how to mix it in a blender. It's smoother, it's just better when you mix it in a blender. It's a higher quality mix. You can make the liquid. It's 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay and blend it on high for about 30 seconds. Pour it into a quart jar. You want to always keep plastic lids and glass or food grade plastic to store your clay. Do not leave it in prolonged contact with metal. Blending it in the blender is temporary and that's okay. Just be sure and wash your blender blades when you get through. When I mix my liquid, I usually also, while I have my blender out, make a batch of the clay mass, the mud, and I use 3 cups of water to 1 packed cup or tap down cup of clay. And you blend that on a high. Sometimes a little gets thrown up on the side and it sticks. You have to take a spoon or a spatula and scrape it down and get it all mixed in there. Pour it into I have some glass jars and I have Tupperware containers, good food grade sturdy Tupperware containers. It will make you 3 cups, so you can pour it into different containers. Keep some in your bedroom, your bathroom, some in your kitchen. And I always like to keep little jars in my car, particularly during the summer when I go to my grandson's sports games, because someone's always getting a jammed finger or a skint knee or their shoulder sore from throwing the ball too much, and clay helps all those things. So when you mix the clay mask and pour it into the container, it's going to be kind of watery. But let it sit without the lid on for about 10 to 15 minutes, and you'll notice it's swelling and expanding and absorbing the moisture, and it should be about the consistency of sour cream. And over time, it may start to get to dry out, and it's hard to rehydrate clay. But the trick is to keep an airtight container on it and use it pretty quickly. You may want to share some with your neighbors. Okay, let's get rid of that arthritis. I know it's debilitating. I had it in my thumb. My mother had it in her thumb, and my thumb was beginning to be deformed. And that was about the time I was introduced to the clay. And when I started drinking it, I noticed my thumb quit aching every time the weather changed, and I didn't sit and rub it at night because it was aching. And then I noticed after about 3 months that the deformity was gone and my thumb was much more flexible and didn't hurt to move. So I'm wishing those results for you, Marla. Enjoy your clay experience. Felicia in Cincinnati, Ohio. I heard that clay can be used to purify water. Is that true and how would you do it? The person who introduced me to clay told me, said, if I had nothing but dirty water, impure water, said I would throw a handful of clay in there, stir it up, and let it set for a little while, then drink the water all the top because it's going to capture the impurities in the clay and carry them to the bottom. I haven't tried that, but if that's all I had to drink, I would certainly try it, and I'd feel confident the clay could do a really good job of cleaning the water. I know I put a little clay in tap water and the chlorine taste is gone. Like I say, I haven't tried it. I haven't tried taking any flood water. It would take a while for flood water to settle anyway, but if you have liquid clay, I'd pour that in there. When you pour the powder clay, it tends to lump unless you can shake it real good. So, you know, pour a half, depending on what size. If you have a gallon, I'd pour maybe a 10 ounces of the liquid clay in there, shake it up real good, and let it stand and see if it doesn't clarify the water. So, that's a good question. Thank you. My friend Caro in Chicago. Hi, I am on clay, 8 ounces three times a day for the last almost 2.5 months. How long I should see it to take results? Thank you for your answer. What type of results are you looking for? What are you taking it for? That would be the key question there. You should start seeing results. You should start feeling better. You may not be aware of a lot of things the clay is doing. It's detoxing you internally. It's balancing your pH. It's cleansing your colon. It's getting rid of parasites. And usually you have more energy. Your red blood cells get stronger. It stops anemia. And like I say, when you drink it, if you have arthritis and achy joints, it generally dissolves that buildup in the joints where you don't have anymore. So if you could email me again and tell me a little bit more specifically what you're taking it for. Thank you. Okay, that's all the questions for now. Don't know where everybody is. We've been on a break for a while. So we'll wait a little while and see if some more questions come in. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about clay. I'm in a conundrum because keeping the clay sites and the teleseminars going is costing me about $2,800 a year. And since I retired, I can't afford that cost. And though I have gotten some wonderful contributions from people, it's not a drop in the bucket to what the amount of the expenses are. I don't know anything about taking in ads on websites, and I hate the thought of doing that because competitive clays that I'm not really fond of are going to start popping up on the site, and it's confusing enough without looking like I'm advertising those. So the advertisement, it doesn't behoove me. I don't like to clutter an information site with little pop-up ads. I think they're a nuisance and an annoyance. And I tried to avoid them. But then again, I cannot continue this rate, living on a retired income. So, if anybody has any suggestions, I'd appreciate it. I have lowered some costs, looking around for, different services, but still have about $2,800 a year for doing this. So I want to keep doing it. I can keep the website up and the articles and things there, but the teleseminars are quite expensive. And the maintenance to putting the articles up there and when I do posting everything runs up as well. So that's my conundrum. And at the same time, I'm looking at moving, and so I haven't had time to spend on research. So if anybody could suggest a solution that I may have overlooked, I would appreciate it greatly. If you go to the bentoniteclayinfo.com website, my contact information is on there, so you can call me or email me with your suggestions. I'd still be available to answer any individual questions that people might come to the website and want to ask. That part is not a problem. I love being here for people and helping, and it just when I see unnecessary suffering, and I know so many of you have emailed me and said I've, you know, tried to tell people to drink the clay, and they look at me like I'm crazy, and you say, clay, to help things, and they just kind of roll their eyes. So, if, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, pretty much. I had a testimonial that came in October, and the lady said, "I have pretty well constant diarrhea. I saw my general practitioner, and she put me on various medications with zero results. She went on holidays, and I saw another GP, and she took me off all medication to see what would happen. It went on unabated, and I needed a colonoscopy. Then I remembered the clay. I started to take the liquid clay 3 to 4 ounces 3 times a day and use the hydrated clay on relevant areas. In early February, the diarrhea stopped completely in 1.5 days, never to return. It is now April, never had the colonoscopy. I did have, however, have severe detox reaction with beet red swollen glands under my armpits. So I put clay packs there as well, and they too are now history. Perrier's book has become one of my most prized possessions, always within reach. Thank you, Mary C." So I wanted to pass that testimonial out. So many of us have problems with constipation and diarrhea and intestinal progress. And occasionally when you take the clay and you're pretty toxic in that regard, you may get a detox reaction. It's called a healing crisis. Like you may get a rash somewhere or a headache or be lethargic for a few days. Generally, it only lasts a few days. In her case, she had swollen lymph glands, which are ways of eliminating toxins, and they got kind of stopped up. So she put the clay packs there. The trick with a rash, if you get a rash, is to put the clay mask on it because the toxins are trying to get out of the body, and the clay has stirred them and brought them to the surface, but they haven't quite made their escape yet. So help them get out with using the clay topically. It's always a good thing to do. Let's see what else we have here in the way of testimonies. One lady she said she started drinking living clay on March the 7th. She took clay foot baths daily since March 21st, clay and Epsom salts foot bath on April the 3rd, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and have not been drinking enough water, not yet. But her results were she had developed very dry, flaky feet, and no matter how many pedicures I would pay for or smooth on lotion, the smoothness did not last long and the flakiness would build up again. The flakiness is 100% gone and the dryness has reduced to 80%. This was from taking the clay foot bath. I had 2 toenails that had fungus on it for a very long time. It's almost gone. The palms of my hands were dry, and it has moisture again. Not 100%, but huge improvement. I have cellulite on my thighs, and it is diminishing. How effective is the foot bath compared to a full bath? I find it easier to do it daily. I want to continue to do the clay foot bath, especially during my fast, which I will start in a week. I think the clay bath will make me feel weak. The clay bath shouldn't necessarily make you feel weak. The clay bath just gets more of your body, but you have 200,000 pores in your feet for detoxing. And you know, your feet sweat a lot in the summertime. If you've ever worn shoes without socks, you know there's a lot of perspiration in your feet. So that's a good way to detox. They say the feet, the palms of your hand, and the top of your head, particularly for bald people. A lot of people sweat on their heads, so there's a lot of pores there. Those are good ways to detox. The bath is more inclusive in that it gets all of your lymph glands are exposed, and the whole body is pretty much detoxing where the foot baths, and of course all the fluids drain down when you are up during the day to your feet. I think the clay baths are more effective. Your skin feels soft all over when you get out of a clay bath. You're very relaxed. It relaxes the muscles. I always pour the water and put some clay on my shoulders and neck because I carry a lot of tension in my shoulders from working at the computer so long. And it seems to open up, loosen the muscles and open up the pathway for energy to move throughout the body. But I prefer strictly the clay baths, not mixing it with Epsom salts. You're mixing two opposites there, and there may be a little gaseousness from mixing a little bubbles and things. But if you want to do Epsom salts, do Epsom salts and then do the clay later. But I think the clay is very effective and doesn't really need anything added to it. I've always been a proponent of using the clay as a standalone. Sometimes we think more is better, so we start mixing things, and they have a reaction that keeps them from doing what you want them to do. So those are some of the testimonials I have. Now let's go back and see if we have any more questions waiting for us. Cairo said, can you fast and drink clay with it? This instead of water drinking with the fast. You can fast drinking clay. I've had quite a few people who do a clay fast. I did one not long ago for 3 days and really wasn't hungry, but I did drink water with it. You want to drink a lot of water during the day to flush out the toxins that the clay stimulates and brings up. So drink your clay water, wait a little while, at least 30 minutes. And you can, you can dilute the clay water down and drink a whole glass full. Maybe dilute it a fourth with water from what you regularly have mixed and drink it. And then wait 30 minutes or an hour, but do drink a lot of water during the day. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces of water daily to have the right amount of water. And drinking the water, also helps flush out the things through your urine and through your sweat glands. Yes, but I have had runners and athletes who do a clay fast before they do a triathlon, and they say when they're working out, they realize they don't hit their wall as soon. They seem to be able to run longer and have more energy. They have a lot of energy just doing a clay fast, and it's really pretty satisfying. I didn't get real hungry, maybe a little bit the first day, and I think that was just habit. And if you leave alone and you're not cooking food and you're not smelling it, it's not hard to stay on it. And if you get hungry, drink a little clay and then drink some water afterwards, and it'll fill you up. It also energizes the body, and like I say, it wants to bring you into balance, and a balanced body can do remarkable things. Thank you. All right. Alma Burns in Baton Rouge. Number one, does clay contain any vitamins and mineral? Number two, how does clay eradicate arthritis? Is it from the minerals in the clay or the detoxing? One, does clay contain any vitamins and minerals? The clay is made up of 70 to 90 trace minerals in parts per million. And then it has a few dominant minerals, maybe 10 or 12 dominant minerals, like calcium, magnesium, sulfurs, sodium, iron, and some other things like that. But only four of them are bioavailable to the body. The minerals in the clay hold the negative charge. They're fused together in the birthing of the volcano, and they're tightly joined by very strong oxygen hydroxide molecules. It's called covalent bonding, which makes a very strong bond. So these minerals are held together, and they make up the clay platelet that has the negative charge that's so instrumental in detoxing and capturing these bad boy things and taking them out of the body. But you will get small amounts of calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. Those are the only four minerals in the cation exchange area that are beneficial to the body. We have no way of knowing what type of exchange rate is going on in your body, so we don't know how much is going to be available. I would say small amounts, and I wouldn't stop taking my minerals as a supplement. Keep taking your supplemental minerals. I take calcium and magnesium. Occasionally I take a little potassium if I get leg cramps. I take my my vitamins in addition to the clay. Now then, how does clay eradicate arthritis? Is it from the minerals in the clay or the detoxing? I would say it's from both. It's very hard to tell. We just know it works. It seems to dissolve the buildup of the calcium and the minerals that build up in the joints. So again, it's cleaning house and cleaning out that excess buildup of minerals that's not necessary there. It helps build bone density. We know that. And it does do detoxing. So I believe it's kind of a conglomerate of both the minerals and the detoxing going on. It works as a whole with the whole body. That's a good question, and I don't think anybody's ever, there's so many things about clay that even the scientists can't figure out how it works, but they know that it works. So, Catherine in Denver, if you have GERD, how long does it take for that healing to manifest? Generally, it depends on how much clay you're taking. When you start taking the liquid clay, I would start with 2 to 3 ounces three times a day, and any time you have that heartburn, indigestion, go and take another swig of clay. You want to drink a lot of water during the day, not immediately after you take the clay, but a little during the day. Generally in 2 to 3 days, you notice it's gone. And it's pretty quick, fast acting with GERD. You're going to need to, you know, if 2 ounces isn't working, don't be afraid to go to 4 ounces. It depends on how bad you have it. It's alkaline. It wants to alkalize that over-acidity that often causes the GERD. And most people just notice it. Like for me, it took 3 days. For a guy that worked with us, he said, I took my first swig of clay. I let out a big burp afterwards, and I didn't have any more acid reflux. So he kept taking the clay, though. Yeah. Jen Jay in New York. I'm not sure if it's Jen Janae. Can I just buy the clay product straight from your site? Power Hour doesn't do it now. Thanks so much. I think the Power Hour has restocked. Our site isn't a selling site, and I sold the company. Occasionally, I keep some on hand, and I get it at cost, so I share that with my friends and neighbors, but I don't have clay on hand. I can give you the name of a couple of distributors who give really good discounts, but you'll need to email me because if I broadcast it, the FCC considers that advertising, and we can't do that. So if you will email me, there are two emails, but the shortest one is perrya@perrya.com. That's perrya@perrya.com. And I will share those resources with you. They give excellent service and excellent discounts and no more than the company. I thought the Power Hour was regrouping and getting the clay. They may have it by now, so you may want to check with them. because they usually have some good prices too. And they were relocating the site from where they kept the products to another location after Joyce died, and they may have been temporarily in transit and out, but you might call them again. I know they had me on the show recently, so I feel like they're still selling the clay. Kayla in Chicago, how about putting you on YouTube? Will that help? How about putting them on YouTube? Will that help? Putting what? Okay, I don't know which conversation I'm in. How about putting them on YouTube? Will that help? Okay, spastic colon areas is what she's working on. For spastic colon, you may have to go up to, and I can't remember now, I've already erased your little question there, how much you were drinking. I would go up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. And, you know, it shouldn't take that long to get results. I would give it, we had one lady with really bad colon problems. She didn't have a spastic colon. She had ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, leaky gut, and polyps. And she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day for 4 months, plus putting a poultice on her liver and occasionally on her lower abdomen. And in that time, her colon healed, and she had had an obstruction, so she had a weak spot, and eventually her spleen fell in, and they had to do emergency surgery. Now, these doctors were threatening to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. She was 46 years old. When they did the surgery, they only took out 8 inches, and when she woke up, she had 5 doctors around there asking how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 4 months they had been treating her. And she told them she had been drinking the clay. She had her husband bring it into her while she was in the hospital and kept it in her bag, and he kept her supplied while she was in there. And she literally healed herself. And she is a very big advocate of the clay and lives in Canada and has put a lot of people on clay in Canada. So you may have to just take a little bit more. I'll look up spastic colon and see if I can find out what the trigger issue that causes it. I'll need to study it a little bit. But I have your email, and I can get back to you once I kind of study it some. Okay, good questions coming in. Okay, I mean putting your program on YouTube. Oh, well, I don't know. I'll look into that. I couldn't get questions from you all to answer. I could get on there and talk and maybe post the older ones on there occasionally. But I don't think YouTube has the two-way conversation that we have here. And it would just be an audio without a picture. But that's a thought. I'll check into that. Thank you. All right. It looks like we're out of questions, and our time is about up. So I want to thank all of you for listening in, for the good questions. Remember to go to the calcium bentonite clay, bentoniteclayinfo.com website. If you want to get the little free mixing direction and learn about clay, and all of these recordings are posted there. We write down the topics so you can go by and pick the ones you want to listen to. And a lot of people go back and listen to some of the older ones. They're more pertinent to what they're working on. So I'm still looking for solutions. I haven't given up yet. So we'll keep you posted. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a loyal supporter and for sharing the word about bentonite clay. This is Perry A. signing out.